Tov, Chodesh Tov again.
The year 1876,
the field of criminology was created. A book appeared by the name of The Criminal Mind. And the book posited that the predominant theory of punishment until that point in time was the theory of severity of punishment. The more severe the punishment, the more the potential offender or the repeat offender would be scared and would therefore not commit the crime. And the book The Criminal Mind contended that based on certainly the beginning of understanding the criminal mind, psychology, that it doesn't really work that way. And just because the punishment is severe, it doesn't mean that the punishment will have effect. And instead, he posited the theory that in order to make for a punishment to be effective, the punishment needs to fit the crime. And there needs to be a correlation and a relationship between the punishment and the crime. So if, for example, last night my daughter decided to remember around 10 minutes before she went to sleep that she didn't do her homework, so the punishment might not be, I don't know, take away privileges and ground her for 2 weeks, but maybe more like, when you get home, before you do anything else, like go to your friend's house and watch TV or go on the computer, let's do homework first. The punishment needs to fit the crime. And by the way, those of us that learn Chazal, we might be familiar with this concept. Around 1,000 years before, we call it Midah Keneged Midah. That when God punishes, he punishes measure for measure. The reason I bring this up is because whenever we're faced with Tazria Mitzora, when we talk about Sarat, the question that always begs our attention is, why in the world is the punishment for Lashon Hara and a number of other things, why should that be Sarat? How does the punishment fit the crime? So I wanted to share with you an idea I heard from my old Shanabet roommate, who's currently a neighbor in Efrat. And I remember he had said something once that has always stayed with me. If you think about Lashon Hara for a second, what does it do? What does it accomplish? Right, just imagine, you hear that you're about to get a new roommate join you in your room, and a new person's coming to yeshiva. You, over lunch, you're sitting around a table, and someone says, oh, really, he's coming to yeshiva? I remember him. We were in camp together years ago. That kid is the most annoying kid I've ever met. Okay, we call that Lashon Hara. Forgetting about that, it's been 15 years and he might have changed. Irrelevant. What now happens? You, the roommate, you have this idea, this stigma in your head, that the minute this kid walks in, he's going to be the most annoying person in the world. And no matter what he does, your brain will translate that he's annoying. Because in your head, you've put him in a box. You've characterized him. You've labeled him. Based on the Lashon Hara that you heard, he is now being labeled as the annoying kid. And that's what Lashon Hara does. You hear a story about somebody, you tell someone else a juicy story about someone, the next time you see them, the next time you hear of their name, that's what you think about. Lashon Hara creates a box in our head around the person, stigmatizes, it labels them. If that's the case, then what does Sarat do? Imagine when you get Sarat, all of a sudden you have this massive mutation, this massive protrusion out of your forehead, your jaw, some part of your body, in all sorts of funny, hairy colors. And guess what happens to you? The person who sees you, they look at you and they say, ha ha, can't believe it, you're the guy with that really funny thing coming out of the right side of your jaw. And for the next month, you understand, you will be known by all your friends, peers, and anyone that's seen you as the guy with that really funny green protrusion from their jaw. How does the punishment fit the crime? It fits it perfectly. Because you put someone else in a box, you stigmatized somebody, you labeled someone, guess what? Tzaras labels you. Tzaras will make you known for the next month, the next 2 years, as the guy with that really funny looking second head or third eye appearing on his forehead. The punishment fits the crime. And hopefully, after you've gotten Tzaras once, or seen your friend get Tzaras, you'll think twice before doing Lashon Hara again. Have a wonderful day.